Good morning. I'm George. I'm a member of West Kirby United Reformed Church. And this morning I'm going to be looking with you at Peter's first letter to the early church. The theme of our time this morning is confidence in our identity. Confidence in our identity in Christ. Now, this letter from Peter, initially it went out to people who were living in a very complex, very complicated world. A world full of emperor worship, people who didn't believe in Jesus but worshipped the emperor. And Peter's trying to give these people confidence. And we live in difficult times too, don't we? And this letter's for us too, to give us confidence in our difficult times. What do I mean by identity? To have confidence in identity, what does that actually mean? Well, it reminds me of a story when I worked for the Home Office in London many years ago, and I was a lecturer in management studies, and we used to run residential courses, and we used police training centres because they were free. The Home Office owned those buildings, so they were free. And one week we were up in a police training centre near Preston in Lancashire. We'd been given name badges to differentiate us from the police cadets. And one day, at lunchtime in the canteen, I witnessed one of the police cadets being what I thought was unnecessarily rude to one of my course members, so I thought I needed to confront him. So I did. He was a big lad, and he came towards me quite aggressively after I'd spoken to him. And then he noticed my identity badge on my lapel. And suddenly he stopped, and he reversed, and he said, "Sorry, sir." And I thought, Later on, I went to see the person who'd given us our name badges, and I said, "Well, what was it about my identity badge that made him back off?" And he said, "Well, you've got a VIP badge. You're from the Home Office in London, and you're the leader of your little group, so you've got a VIP badge. And actually, you're the only one here this week with a VIP badge." So that answered that question. It was nothing to do with me and my frightening physique. This man had backed off, not because of anything I was or anything I did or anything I said. He backed off because of my identity, who I was representing. I was representing something that he thought of as powerful. And he backed off. So I'd like us just to remember that as we read this passage from 1 Peter this morning. We're reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10, and it says this. "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.' Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and the stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." In this passage, Peter's portraying the church, and that's you and me, we're the church, as living stones to come together to form a spiritual building. And we know the Apostle Paul in his letters, he uses a different image, doesn't he, of a body where Jesus is the head and we are the parts of that body. Peter's saying Jesus is the cornerstone of a spiritual building and we are the living stones. Two different images, but they both make two identical points, two really important points. One, the focus is Jesus. Jesus is the head of the body. Jesus is the cornerstone of the building. And we as believers are parts of the body, or we're the living stones in the building. So that's the first thing. Jesus is the focus for it. But the second thing is really important too, and that is community. The living stones are only any use if they're together. One stone does not make a building. One part of a body does not make a body. It only works in community with one another. So Peter is telling the early church and us that we are living stones. We need to come together, providing we acknowledge Jesus as the cornerstone. The other thing about living stones is it's the opposite of passive, isn't it? Ordinary stones are just built one on top of another and they don't do anything. They just stay there and they support a building. But Peter's saying, we're not like that. We're living stones. We're meant to be active, not passive. And when he says we're meant to be active, he even tells us in what way we're meant to be active. We're to be priests, because he calls us a royal priesthood. What does he mean by that? What's our role in being active as priests? Well, in the Old Testament, of course, the people couldn't come directly to God. They had to go through a priest. The priest was the intermediary between the people and God. But because what Jesus has done for us on the cross, we don't need an intermediary. We're clean. All the things that we've ever done wrong and ever will do wrong have been laid on Jesus at the cross. So God can look on us and see us as clean because of Jesus. So we can go directly into God's presence. What a privilege. There's a lovely verse in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, that says this: let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We, you and I, can approach God direct. We don't need priests. We are priests. We can go directly into God's presence. But we're also told in this passage that whilst that's good news for us, Jesus is good news for us. This cornerstone is also a stumbling block for some. It's a stumbling block for people who can't believe or won't believe. People who don't believe Jesus is who he said he is. And we know all around us, don't we? People stumble with that truth. And our role, or one of our roles as priests, is to be a bridge between those people who are stumbling and God. The role of the priest in the Old Testament was to be that intermediary. As living stones and as royal priests, we are to be that intermediary. We're to be the bridge between people who don't know God and God. We're to be that bridge. We're to be the living stones. That's why this church has an evangelism team. That's why we run Alpha. That's why we put that Charlie Mackesy film onto our Facebook page last week. We want to be people who help stumbling people to find God. That's how we're living stones. I just love that verse 9. I'm going to read it again. It's so encouraging and it's so powerful, and it says this: but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. It's great to be encouraged, isn't it, with that stuff. But you notice the second half of that verse says, so that. It's not just all the wonderful stuff. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, God's special possession. We're told we're all those things so that. so that we may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. That is a biblical principle that we see throughout Scripture. God does something for us. God gives us something so that you are loved, so that you can love others. You're forgiven so that you can forgive others. You're given a gift of encouragement or hospitality or whatever it might be so that you can bless others. So how about us today? How about you? How about me today? How do we put flesh on that principle? I am so that. What's God done for you today? What's God done for me today? So that. I am loved. So that. I am forgiven. So that. I am blessed. So that. It's important to remember, we're not given all these things. God doesn't love us and forgive us and bestow his grace upon us just so that we can go, oh, that's lovely. Thank you, God. That's so nice. He does want us to enjoy his love and his forgiveness and his grace, but he wants us to do something with it. So that we're living stones, not passive stones. We don't just take from God and enjoy it. We're to be that bridge. We're doing these things so that, we're given these things so that we can be that bridge to people who don't know God. And we can be that bridge and do those things absolutely secure in our identity through Jesus. How good is it to know that it's not dependent on what we've done, what we know, how good we are, what sort of great jobs we've got, what we've done in our lives. Our identity is in none of those things. Our identity is in Jesus. It's not anything that we've done. It's what God has already done. In that story I told earlier, it had nothing to do with me, did it? The fact that issue was resolved. It had nothing to do with me at all. It's because of who I represented. And we can have confidence that as we try to be a bridge to people who don't know God, we can have confidence that our identity, who we represent, is Jesus. And as a representative of Jesus, we can have confidence, especially if we do things together as community. If we come together as living stones and try to be that bridge to people who don't know Jesus, we can be confident that because we're doing it in Jesus' name, with the identity of Jesus supporting us in all that we do, that God will bless what we're trying to do. We can have that confidence. That's what Peter was trying to say to these early believers. They were in the middle of a hostile world. And goodness, aren't we in a difficult, hostile situation at the moment? We're surrounded by a pandemic. We're wrestling and struggling with the best ways to eradicate racism. These are difficult days. But God would want us to have absolute confidence that our identity is in Jesus. Let's just read again verse 9 from that passage. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, so that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. We're meant to be living stones, active stones. Let's, in Jesus' strength, in Jesus' identity, be that bridge, be that royal priesthood to bring people to Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for what he did on the cross. And thank you that that means I can come into your presence. Help me and help everybody who's listening this morning to be secure and confident that our identity is in you. It's what you have already done for us, not anything that we are or might be. Give us confidence, give us strength in the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.